When it comes to investing, what you want most is to avoid trouble. And David Trainer does that by evaluating securities from the bottom up. And we'll tell you how it works now. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's time for us to take a journey into the Danger Zone. That's a place we only go with David Trainer and his gang from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities from the bottom up. So where everybody else looks at things and says, what are the numbers? What's the most recent thing that's showing me and how do I evaluate it? And let's take a look at surface level. Well, David asks a deeper question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, he's asking that about those stocks that they look good from the top down. But when you evaluate them from the other way, they're not so good looking. They wind up being a problem. At New Constructs, they evaluate their securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. The dangerous ones, they're the things that David Trainer comes here to discuss. If you want to learn more, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs, and they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks, so there's always more information on anything you hear us say here. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Growth investors.
Danger, danger.
Growth investors. So we just finished the first quarter, and we are about to get to earnings season, and people are thinking maybe earnings growth is going to be a little slow. Is that the problem here, that growth investors are about to be disappointed, or is it something else?
Yes, growth investors are about to be disappointed because what growth that they've been seeing in earnings over the past few years has been false. Core economic earnings have been in decline consistently since 2015, even though we've been seeing consistent net income growth. And there's an old saying, you know, you can fool me for a while, you can't fool me forever. You can fool people some of the time, can't fool them all the time, same thing. And what we're saying here is that this disconnect between accounting and economic earnings growth is getting longer and longer in the tooth, which means effectively the music is slowing down. So the game's just not going to be able to go on that much longer, and we're already starting to see some cracks in the market, as we saw in December, and we tend to see day-to-day here. This mantra we've been preaching for a long time, that at some point in the future it's going to really matter that you do your homework, all I'm trying to say is that I think those days are getting closer, not farther away.
Is there a stock that personifies what we're talking about and why you're looking at this now and where you think growth investors are headed for trouble?
Yes, United Technologies is one of the ones we're highlighting in the report, that we also highlight the disconnect between accounting and economic earnings. And, you know, once or twice or three times a year, I can't remember how many times we've done it, Chuck, to be candid, but we do this update on the overall earnings of the market, where we look at accounting earnings for the overall market and economic earnings for the overall market. And so we're just kind of trying to give people a macro view along with a micro view. And we know it's always helpful to point out a particular stock. And yes, United Technologies has sort of the personification of this disconnect between accounting and economic earnings.
Show us where we've got that disconnect. If United Technologies is the poster child for why we've got to be concerned as growth investors, how out of whack are the numbers on that stock, which, by the way, I should point out, is ticker symbol UTX.
In 2018, they showed 14% earnings growth, GAAP earnings growth, while economic earnings decreased by 16%, right? Despite the fact that they had a pretty significant decline, over 10% decline in their tax rate, right? So what we saw was that the core operations of the business did not improve, despite the fact that there was a sort of one-time, non-core, non-operating, exogenous positive tailwind on the business. When you take that into consideration, you then kind of have a different perspective, which is what we're all about here. Okay, whoa, the core operations of the business aren't as good as we think. The accounting earnings are actually showing positive results. So the stock's looking cheap. It's got a PE of 19.5, which is slightly below the industrial sector of 20, right? But so the problem, you know, kind of all starts with, if you're looking at the wrong measures of profits, then everything downstream is off. What you think about the strategy, what you think about the success of the business, and of course, what you think about valuation. And so when you take away the noise and you realize something isn't quite as attractive as it may appear to be in terms of profits, you see that there's a completely different valuation assessment. And with United Technologies, that's what we're showing, that it's actually quite expensive, that they've got to significantly increase their profit margin, NOPAT margin, from 8% now to the 10-year average, which is 10%, and then grow profits by 7% compounded annually, which seems really optimistic given the fact that we've seen a 1% decline on average over the past decade and a 5% decline over the past 5 years. So when you're looking at the real numbers, the expectations are really high. They're out there showing you numbers, oh, we're growing at 18%. Well, no, you've been in decline significantly for the last 5 years and flat to down for 10 years. But your stock price is clearly pricing in gains based on the wrong numbers. So at some point in time, they can't make the accounting numbers look good forever. They can't hold up the disconnect forever. And at some point in time, again, the music slows down and stops, and people holding the stock are going to be in trouble.
While we use them as the poster child, the truth is you believe that there are a lot of stocks that are in this boat and that this earnings period may be the catalyst for some of them, at least, to have their situation exposed this way.
Yeah, and I'm not alone so much in seeing this. I think there's a considerably more talk from other institutional analysts that I know, institutional investors, et cetera, who are talking about the fact that analyst estimates have come down a ton for later in 2019. And I think the growth numbers, even for the headline earnings numbers, are getting closer and closer to zero and very low. So the market's already lowering the bar a great deal in anticipation that the tailwinds and the big growth that we've seen in the last few years is slowing down. And so I think that people are starting to get an inkling. The problem is the valuations haven't slowed down. And so the disconnect, as we show in our report, between prices and the actual underlying health of the businesses has gotten worse. It's wider. Things are more expensive, despite the fact that we're seeing the slowdown. So the valuations really haven't reacted, even if markets have begun to generally accept that profits aren't as good as they have been.
So it's going to be an interesting earnings season, and if you are a growth investor, you want to maybe try to figure out where you might be headed for trouble. And if you own United Technologies, UTX, well, you are definitely in the danger zone. But again, generally speaking, growth investors in the danger zone this week. That's the word from David Trainer, president and founder of New Constructs. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be with you.
Remember, you can get more information about everything that we just discussed here, about why growth investors are in the danger zone and much more, by going to newconstructs.com, where they have their list of most attractive and dangerous stocks, where they blog about their danger zone picks and more. They're on Twitter, @newconstructs. Up next, I'll be talking with Mark Reapy from the Schwab Center for Financial Research.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.